Okay, back hopefully to finish off this melach of kindling. Okay, now, is somebody allowed to use an electric blanket on Shabbos? You know, the blankets you heat up, or for that matter, a heating pad. Is somebody allowed to use a heating pad on Shabbos? So obviously, to turn it on Shabbos, for sure you can do. You're creating electricity. But if it was turned on before Shabbos, let's say electric blanket, or for that matter, even a heating pad, it was turned on before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to use it as long as you make sure not to change the switches. So therefore, they're right. The best thing would be to put a piece of tape over the switch to make sure that you don't forget to turn it on or off or higher or lower. But the actual blanket is really keli shmalach de le'isud, but not meaning a vessel, any electrical thing is called a vessel's primary use is something forbidden, but you're using it for something permissible, so that wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so that's not a problem, providing you don't turn it on and off on Shabbos. Next is, now because of this whole thing, the Chachamim made certain gzeiros, certain decrees that a person shouldn't come to do this melach of kindling. For instance, a person is not allowed to wash their entire body in hot water on Shabbos. Okay? Now, even if the water was heated before Shabbos, you know, let's say you have hot water set before Shabbos, it's still forbidden to wash your entire body on Shabbos because of a rabbinic decree. What was the rabbinic decree? Because in the olden times, the bathhouse attendants, people didn't have their own showers, right? So they would go to the bathhouses. The people, the goyim there, wanted Jewish business, so they would heat up the bathhouses on Shabbos, but they told the Jews they did it before Shabbos. Because then the Jews, okay, think, because if a non-Jew heated the water on Shabbos, a Jew can benefit from it because they're cooking. They're actually cooking the water by heating it up. So therefore, Chachamim said, you're not allowed to wash your entire body in hot water on Shabbos. I just want to say something that the non-Hasidic poskim, some of the Hasidic poskim also, say that because of that, you really shouldn't go into a boiling hot mikvah on Shabbos. Because again, if you're washing your whole body, even though it's a mitzvah, that's why the Chassidus Sha'ilim is lenient on it, because you're not washing for washing, you're going to purify yourself in the mikvah. But there are people that say, if you want to go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, you shouldn't have a very hot mikvah, again, because for the same reason, because you're washing your whole body with hot. But again, the Chassidic community is very lenient about that. Huh? To stay in a hot mikvah on Shabbos and to soak is really not allowed in halacha. I'm not saying people don't do it, but I'm saying halachically, you're allowed to dunk because it's a mitzvah or purification, but to sit there and enjoy, so to speak, stay there for a longer period of time soaking, then it's not allowed. In fact, the world says a funny thing, that you go to that. You go to a hot mikvah on Friday, and then you go again Shabbos, because there's ain bishul ach bishul. So you got cooked already on Friday, so there's no cooking after cooking on Shabbos. That's what the Welt says, so to speak, about. So technically soaking in hot mikvah on Shabbos, halachically is not. Yeah. Because then you start going purification, then you're going to enjoy the hot water, so you're basically washing yourself in hot water. The din is whether you use soap or that's totally irrelevant. There's a concept of washing the entire body in hot water.
What? If you turn off, let's say, a boiler on Shabbos, before Shabbos,
yes.
Do you use the hot water like this? Do you turn it off?
If somebody turns off, let's say you have, for argument's sake, not electric heater, let's say you have an old, the normal boiler, gas boiler. And let's say you have a 50-gallon tank or 75-gallon tank. Halachically, if you shut off the boiler before Shabbos, meaning that no hot water goes into the boiler before Shabbos, on Shabbos, all you have to do is close the intake valve of the water into the boiler, you know, so you can shut that off. So then technically, you can't wash your whole body then. Washing your whole body in hot water, chum for bay, period.
No,
one second. One second. But technically, you would be allowed to... The only reason we learned why you can't use hot water on Shabbos is not because of the hot water. Hot water to wash dishes or to wash your hands or part of your body is not a problem on Shabbos. For instance, if somebody, let's say, heated up an urn, okay, and on Shabbos, heated before Shabbos, and then they pour the hot water from the urn into a bucket, and then they add cold water that it shouldn't be too hot. That's not what hot water you could use for dishes. You're allowed to use that for dishes and to wash your hands, face, feet, whatever. The problem is washing your whole body. Now, what's the problem with that? It's not a halachic problem. It is a very simple, practical issue. God forbid, if you use up all the water, you will have an explosion in the house. Unless, if you use all the water and the boiler's working without any water in it, you'll explode. Okay, so if there's a shut-off valve and that is all taken care of, halachically, in that case, you can use hot water not to wash your entire body, but to wash dishes or wash parts of your body, you'd be allowed to do. What?
The tankless,
you can't use.
When you put it on hot, it fires off. If it's on cold, it just passes cold water. Nothing happens with the tankless. Nothing.
Yeah, but then the water's not hot.
No, yeah, it's cold.
Right, so what's the problem?
There's no problem. I can take a hot body shower, right?
No, where are you getting the hot water from?
No hot water, cold water.
No, we'll learn soon that you can't wash your body in cold water either.
Well, you just said that you can't shower.
Do we finish?
Oh. On one leg, on one foot.
There's another issue why you can't wash your whole body in cold water. What?
Why? Cold water doesn't run through the water in the tank of water here.
No, I know. You're saying just about cold water. Can you use a cold water shower on Shabbos? There's another reason it says in Halacha you shouldn't, because you might come to schita, squeezing. That's it. Guys, patience is a virtue. You have to learn Halacha, you have to wait until. Meanwhile, we're talking that the Chachamim said you're not allowed to wash hot water, okay? Even if you won't come to schita, whatever, okay? You're not allowed to do it. Now, in the prohibition of washing with hot water on Shabbos, even though the water is heated before Shabbos, you have an urn or whatever, applies whether it's the majority, the whole body, or the majority of the body. Whether you wash the majority of the body in a shower or out of the shower, you just take water and hot water and you wash the majority of your body without describing, you know, it depends if you're 6 feet. Majority of the body would be 3 feet plus, okay? So then you wouldn't be allowed to. It doesn't matter, like you said, showering, bathing, water from your utensil, doesn't matter. Now, what is called hot water on Shabbos? So this is a different din than regular bishul. Bishul, we learned, cooking, hot water, we learned, is what's called yatza ledesbei. Yatza ledesbei means that you can't keep your hand in it. It's hot, so hot you'd have to pull your hand back. Which we learned is approximately, according to most opinions today, in our measurements, 110 degrees. 110 degrees. There are poskim that hold less, by the way. There's poskim that hold its body temperature, but we don't poskim like that. So 98.6. This is 110 degrees is considered yatza ledesbei. But they write that for body washing, it has to be less than yatza ledesbei. Why? Because the definition of yatza ledesbei means you're going to get burnt. So you can't take a shower in 110 degrees water because you're going to burn yourself. You can't take a shower that's 110 degrees. So when Halacha is talking about not bathing in hot water, it can't mean 110 degrees because you couldn't do it. You'd burn yourself. So therefore, they say, Poskim write, that the maximum temperature what's considered hot water not to bathe in is 98.6 body temperature. This is what most Poskim write. Because it can be yatza ledesbei, because again, when the Chum said you can't shower or wash in hot water, it can't be 110 degrees. It's just impossible to do.
Are you going to do cold water or no?
No, we're not done yet. Okay, now.
So maybe anything under 98.6 would be, not, that would be a problem.
What?
Anything under 98.6.
No, but you still can't do your whole body.
You still can't do your whole body.
No. Okay, let's jump the gun to cold water. Rabbinic prohibition against washing was not stated with regard to cold water. However, and this brought down an earlier poskim, Dr. Rebbe also brings it down. A few hundred years ago, the poskim brought a source that you cannot wash your entire body with cold water. And if you do, it says a sharp expression, even the poskim write, you're not allowed to, okay? And he brings a whole bunch of things because of carrying the towel, because of schita, whatever. Bottom line, they said you get a severe punishment for it, for not listening to the chachamim. Okay, that's what they bring down. Now, but that applies, okay, if you're washing your whole body. Now, some people, a person who's suffering from heat, Some poskim hold you can take a cold shower, but even bathing in cold water is forbidden, even in that case. The pearl, the minig is, and Alter Rebbe brings this down also in Shulchan Aruch, that the custom is you don't wash your body, entire body in cold water. Why? Not because of bishul, because we're not afraid you're going to do any cooking, or the goyim are going to heat up the water. One of the reasons is because inevitably you're going to do schita. You're going to squeeze the hair when you dry your hair. And therefore, even when people go to the mikveh, you have to be very careful when you dry your hair. You can't buff your hair like people do with a towel, because then you're squeezing water out of the hair. Now, even though... Sit down. Even though, seemingly, biblical squeezing is not shaykh by hair. Because hair, schita we learned, you have a cloth and the water is absorbed in it and then you squeeze it out. Okay, the hair doesn't absorb water. But the problem is, the Chacham said, it's rabbinic, that you're now to squeeze your hair on Shabbos. Why? Because the hair is so tightly together and the water that's in there, it looks like you're squeezing water out of the hair. That's what it looks like. So therefore, the Chum said you can't do schita. Because of that, the Chum said, or for instance, I'll give you another example. If somebody has a lot of hair, you can't wash your hair either on Shabbos. Now, even when we're talking about what you're allowed to wash, let's say parts of your body that you can wash with warm water, not cooked water, or cold water, that's only, number one, you cannot use a bar of soap. You're not allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbos. You can use pourable liquid soap. And again, shampoo, you can't shampoo your hair because when you shampoo your hair, you're squeezing water out of the hair. So that even when somebody, let's say, wants to wash their hands on Shabbos or their face, like you can wash your hands, face, and feet because that's not the majority of the body. So then you can't use bars of soap. According to many opinions, by the way, you can't use liquid soap either. Like Moshe Feinstein holds, you can't use liquid soap on Shabbos. But we hold that you could use liquid soap on Shabbos. That's what the majority of opinions say today. You can use liquid soap on Shabbos. What? Yeah, but I'm saying you can't use a bar of soap. Now the question is, Tisha Kavna. The question is, Can somebody from mikveh, again, just like you now to bathe on Shabbos, but you can go into the mikveh. So now can you do Tisha Kabin?
What?
Tisha Kabin.
What is that?
9 quarts of water.
Tisha Kabin, not 9 quarts of water.
Tisha is 10.
Tisha is 9, but Kabin is not a quart.
No.
9 Kabin is approximately 5 gallons of water. The marshal today, most mortuaries today don't have a, when you prepare the body for a tahara, you know, for the burial, The most mortuaries today don't have a mikvah. Normally, you have to purify the body. You put it into a mikvah, right? Preparing for... But most mortuaries don't. Or even those that do, I heard, don't even use the mikvah usually. What they do is, you have to pour... The whole procedure is called nine kavim, and it has to come from three different utensils. And you have to... Before one finishes pouring, the second guy already starts, and they end up pouring the 5 gallons over the entire body. Okay? That's as good as a mikvah. Whether that's kedusha or not, the whole thing. That's why the marshal in COVID, when most mikvahs were closed, what people did was they would take a shower and get the shikar, stand under the shower for a few, depending on the power of the water. You know, sometimes you have a shower that drips, sometimes you have the gazettes, the water flow in the shower. So after a few minutes, you have the 5 gallons. The problem with that is, and I told people on Shabbos, and Rabbanim agreed with that also, that to stand under a cold shower for a few minutes is very, very practically difficult. And what's going to happen, you'll fail to turn on that. Why? Because the water is freezing. Not for a minute. No, you're talking about pouring water, cold water on yourself for 3 minutes, let's say 4 minutes. It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold. Huh? What? Yeah, I'm talking about it. But it's very impractical because it's very difficult to handle the water. Try.
If somebody can handle it, is it
mutar? If somebody is able to handle it, and they know they're not going to turn on the hot water, and they turn on the cold water, and they have the tisha kabam, they could do it. The whole body.
Oh, the whole body.
Because they're going into mikvah.
If you intend,
it's not for a shower, it's intent for tisha kabam, for a mikvah.
Down,
yes. Okay.